This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm... Ow, Neil.
Oh, Neil, are you in pain?
Yes, I cut my hand yesterday. Blood everywhere.Look at this cut.
Yuck. Neil 昨天割伤了手，看起来很严重。Tell me how it happened.
Well, my shower's been leaking for ages. I'm not good at fixing things like that, so I got this plumber in to fix it. I found his details on the internet. Dodgy plumbers. Got a leak, we'll make you pay for it.
That doesn't sound like a very reputable plumber.
He wasn't. He bled me dry.
What?他放干了你的血? You mean he attacked you and that's how you cut your hand? Neil, you need to tell the police.
Don't panic, Feifei. He didn't touch me. But what he did do was a very bad job. Made lots of mess and then charged me lots of money for doing it. He basically charged me a whole month's salary. That's what I mean by bleeding me dry.
原来表达 bleed someone dry 的意思是榨干某人的钱财。那么你的意思是他骗走了你的钱而不是偷了你的钱。
No, he didn't steal my money, but somehow he's managed to extract all of my money from me. Let's hear some examples, shall we?
My old car keeps breaking down. It's bleeding me dry.
John is taking legal action against the company. He wants to bleed them dry for all the pain he has suffered.
This divorce has bled me dry. I can't even afford to go on holiday now.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目里，我们在学习 bleed someone dry 这个说法的意思和用法。Bleed someone dry 的字面意思是放干某人的血，它实际要表达的意思是设法骗取、榨干某人的钱财。But Neil, why did you pay the plumber if he did such a bad job?
Well, he was a big guy, and I don't like to complain or make a fuss.
Oh, how very English. So how did you cut your hand?
After he left, I tried to use the shower, but slipped over because of all the water.
Oh, poor you. Shall we go for lunch and take your mind off things?
Sorry, Feifei, I can't afford it. The plumber bled me dry, remember?
My treat.
Oh, come on then.Let's go. See ya.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.